sponsorships and charitable donations. You should definitely review all or sample, depending on the volume, sponsorship and charitable donation records. Verify that they comply with internal policies, including due diligence on recipients and transparency in reporting, and confirm that relevant personnel are aware of the approval process for donations and sponsorships and check for any exceptions or deviations from the policy, and confirm transaction date related to each, the correct recipient, the amount, and documentation. Gifts, meals, entertainment, and hospitality, obviously a big area, and identify and or take samples of employee expense reports from Concur or whatever you may use for compliance with policy, ensuring accurate recording of gifts, meals, and hospitality expenses, and cross-checking with transaction records. Confirm that approvals were obtained from the appropriate management level and that all expenditures comply with company limits and legal requirements.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome, everybody. This is Michael Volkoff for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Hope you're doing well. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. I like to do how-tos, how-to episodes, and this is how to conduct an internal compliance site visit and review. I know that travel has been reduced, obviously, on budget issues ever since the pandemic, but you know, I'm starting to see more people, more compliance personnel going out into the field, conducting on-site visits and reviews. What I'd like to do is go over sort of the steps that I see in a review and some important issues to take a look at as you go to, let's say, a particular office and develop a sort of rigorous process around that. You can turn this into a checklist, whatever it is. I think these are important. There's a lot to be gained when you get on site. You get a much better feel for the company's operations, the business operations, and a feel for the compliance challenges that can occur in these environments. So let's talk first about pre-visit preparation. You gather key internal documents as an initial step for any internal reports, risk assessments, review employee reporting incidents, training attendance and completion rates by employees. And if possible, you secure, and it's important because we're going to do some transaction testing in this context as well. And you secure vendor spend lists for the year, trial balance accounting records with specific accounts and accounting categories and codes, because you might look into some of the trial balance or some of the cost codes or cost reporting mechanisms, you know, let's say for gifts and entertainment or something, or other, always look in other. Also, you schedule interviews, set up interviews with your country manager there, let's say, or the office manager. I'll use country just as a, but it may be, for example, a division, a product line, whatever it is that you're focusing on. And entry and exit interviews with the key manager. And then with your key personnel, including finance, HR, procurement, business development, and sales. And identify other employees for sort of a brief culture and listening interviews. I also would use this opportunity whenever you get on site, do a training program of some sort. Take a look at their risks, get in front of the crowd of people working at this office, and provide some training. It's just something you should take the time to do that. So you may look at with the, and I call them the country head, the overall culture of compliance. What are the major issues and trends? This is for your interview outline. Reporting relationships in the office, changes in personnel, relationship with legal and compliance, resources, business activities and trends, major initiatives, contracts, prospects, what your important relationships are, government relationships and interactions, knowledge or direction of sponsorships or charitable donations that relate to that. Then with your senior managers, those you talk about, I would talk about the perception concerning your overall culture of compliance. Inquire about any major ethics or compliance concerns, discuss leadership's role in overseeing business, finance, and compliance integrity, your relationships and interactions with Indonesian officials, NALA, Indonesia was an example, knowledge or direction of sponsorships and, again, charitable. Now, when you get into the finance and procurement department functions, you want to make sure that you speak to them about reviewing transactions, confirming adherence to internal financial controls and procurement processes, verify transaction audits, how often they're provided and what typical findings they're seeing, any recent transaction-related issues and corrective actions taken, any anomalies or irregularities. When you speak to the staff in terms of your general interviews, and it's always good to just take, you know, a sort of cross-section and random, try to find some folks and schedule just some overall informal meetings, not like a, it's just sort of to listen. But some of the issues that I always would ask about are culture of compliance, their understanding of ethical standards, including the code of conduct, anti-bribery, perception of the office's leadership and commitment to integrity, awareness of how to report unethical behavior, including through anonymous channels, and confirm that they've participated in ethics and compliance training, and ask them, you know, openly, are they useful? What could we do better? This is a listening opportunity to hear. Now, let's talk about some what I would call transaction testing. And there's several sort of paths that I would use here. And I would identify, for example, several categories, three. The top five vendors based upon spend from that office, five vendors in the higher risk category, maybe consultants, lobbyists, third-party representatives or customs, and five random vendors. So you have 15 at that point. And for each vendor, determine, was due diligence completed? In other words, you may find that in some cases, the due diligence wasn't done and they were onboarded. What contracts, purchase orders, invoices are available? And this is again in 2024. And transactions with completed documentation and proper approvals. In other words, within thresholds for approval by the proper person. Now, in this regard, what are we looking for? Well, we're going to look for high risk factors. And when you look at the trial balances and the accounts, you're always going to look for transactions that are processed near month end, adjustments, or split payments. Then for each of these classes, let's say it's 15 total, we have three with five each, we're going to look for contract compliance and verify that the price was properly charged for any transactions. In other words, that the amounts invoiced match the agreed upon prices in the contracts, check for price discrepancies or unauthorized changes to contract terms, confirm that applicable discounts, penalties, or rebates are applied per the contract. Now, we're also going to look at invoice and payment reconciliation. Reconcile each invoice with the corresponding purchase order and payment records. Ensure that the payments were properly made and application of credits or adjustments. Flag any invoices or payments that were processed without a matching purchase order or proper approval. Frequency of purchase orders and invoices, unusual patterns or trends. Look for rounded dollar amounts. Unusually high value payments outside of the standard payment cycle, sudden increases in the frequency or volume of transactions from specific departments, and any other unusual pattern or trend. When reviewing invoices, look for detail or summaries, what exact services, cross-check invoices for duplication based on dates. You can sometimes find duplicated invoices, vendor references and amounts, and investigate any duplicates and determine whether they were errors or indicative of potential fraud. Check for unauthorized payments or those processed outside the approval framework. Identify split or partial payments. Review any adjustments, credits, or refunds processed within the period. Credit notes are often an important source for what are an important means by which a fraudulent scheme can be carried out. So we look for approval process adherence, that a transaction goes through the required approval process. We verify that the supporting documents, also look at your transaction documentation to find delivery ports, completion certificates that are attached to the corresponding transactions. I mentioned compliance with approval limits, which is important as well, to check that transactions adhere to financial approval limits for department heads and managers. Internal control weaknesses. Identify any reoccurring pattern of control breaches or missing documentation. And then vendor transaction data integrity. Review changes made to vendor profiles. which then may have been put into your master data, sent to master data, or transaction details during the period, and then verify the information against the vendor master data files for vendors. Ensure that all updates, changes to banking information or tax details were authorized and properly recorded. One last topic here is public tenders and bidding processes. Review any significant tenders to ensure compliance with internal policies, including financial, legal, and ethical oversight. Verify that all tender documentation is complete, accurate, and submitted according to the established procedures with appropriate approvals, and investigate any irregularities. Now, you're probably at the completion of this process to the extent you identify among these 15 vendors any issues for follow-up. This is something that's going to be determined after your visit. These is really just the best way to get at identifying red flags, identifying problematic areas, and then that may lead to a more comprehensive review, be it by internal audit, whatever, be it by anybody, where there may be follow-up issues needed. Now, outside of those 15 vendors and testing process, we talk about other topics. And there definitely are other topics to talk about. These are other topics that relate outside of the financial area, well, at least the vendor spend area, sponsorships and charitable donations. You should definitely review all or sample, depending on the volume, sponsorship and charitable donation records. Verify that they comply with internal policies, including due diligence on recipients and transparency in reporting, and confirm that relevant personnel are aware of the approval process for donations and sponsorships and check for any exceptions or deviations from the policy, and confirm transaction date related to each, the correct recipient, the amount, and documentation. Gifts, meals, entertainment, and hospitality, obviously a big area, and identify and or take samples of employee expense reports from Concur or whatever you may use. For compliance with policy, ensuring accurate recording of gifts, meals, and hospitality expenses, and cross-checking with transaction records. Confirm that approvals were obtained from the appropriate management level and that all expenditures comply with company limits and legal requirements. Flag high-value, frequent, or unusual hospitality expenses involving Indonesian government officials. Petty cash. If there's a petty cash system in this office, review petty cash records. Most companies have gotten rid of petty cash, but to the extent they're still existing, get a spreadsheet, accounting entries, review for round numbers, regular transactions, large amounts, and comment section explanation in any records for what the petty cash expense was used for. Review documentation and accounting entries for red flag transactions, if any. Few other issues, ethics and compliance awareness focus. Ethics training and awareness, review the frequency, content, and participation rates in ethics and compliance training. Confirm that employees understand the company's code of conduct and can articulate key ethical principles. Assess the effectiveness of recent ethics awareness campaigns or programs like a speak up or reminding people about reporting mechanisms. And also, focus on whistleblower mechanisms. Ensure the existence of a well-publicized and accessible whistleblower system. Review the logs of whistleblower complaints and their resolution to ensure follow-up. And confirm that employees are aware of protections in place for those reporting ethical concerns. And review the internal process for handling ethics violations from reporting to investigation and resolution. Finally, on reporting and recommendations, it's important to document your findings, summarize your interviews and overall culture of ethics and compliance perceptions, identify any gaps or failures to adhere to financial controls, compliance requirements, summarize your vendor review, sponsorship, charitable donations, gifts and hospitality, and petty cash, highlight instances where financial or transactional controls were bypassed or incomplete, control weaknesses. Document areas where internal controls failed or where compliance processes were not followed and recommend corrective actions. Final recommendations should include actionable steps for improving culture of compliance, tone at the top, internal communications and training. Recommend if necessary financial controls improvements or follow-up audit. Suggest ongoing monitoring or periodic reviews of high-risk transactions or departments. And recommend enhanced training for staff on issues identified by review. Anyways, that's sort of a quick overview on, you know, suggested topics and how to conduct your on-site review. And it's something that I think if, you know, assuming people are doing some of these visits, it's just a good roadmap to set up and then use and then keep documentation and reports. And I found these to be very valuable when doing an overall assessment to take a look at these, because these are real-time reports that can be really helpful aside from just the follow-up issues that you may identify. Well, anyways, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.